What do you want to know? He likes little boys.
He's a child molester?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Either he is or he isn't. How can you be sort of a child molester? Same way you were a murderer before you actually murdered someone.
Oh, stop it, Junior. I told you, you can't hurt my feelings.
Would you stop calling me that, Junior?
Does it bother you?
Yes.
What should I call you?
Don't call me anything.
Psh, I got to call you something. How else am I going to talk to you?
You're not.
Junior, you got a lot of anger, you know that?
Was there anything else you wanted?
Wanted? I don't want anything out of you.
I figured maybe you want a cake with a file in it.
Funny guy, a file in it. I get it, because I'm in prison.
That's right. Listen to me, Junior, I don't need no cake with a file in it, all right? You know why?
I'll tell you why.
Because I'm not in prison.
No, did they let you out?
They don't have to let me out.
They don't.
Let me give you a tip, crazy old man. That big building with the bars, the one they never let you out of, that's called a prison, and you are definitely in it.
No, see now, you're the one that doesn't get it, Junior. All they got locked up in this hole is my body.
That's all they got, my body, not me.
I'm everywhere, see? Everywhere you look, Junior, everywhere you go, okay? Now you just keep my grandkid out of this place. You got that, Junior?
Why don't you do it? You're everywhere.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll fly right up there.
Look, I gotta go, all right? I'm hanging up.
No, we're not done.
I hung up on him.
But he was right. He was right there with me, because his voice kept right on rattling in my ears. I picked the phone up and smashed it down in its cradle again, 1, 2, 3 times, until I could not hear him anymore. Jacob and Lori both were staring at me with wide eyes.
That was your grandfather.
I caught that.
Jake, I don't want you ever to talk to him, all right? I'm serious.
Okay.
You're never to speak with him, even if he calls you. You just hang up the phone, you got it?
Okay, okay.
Lori glared.
That goes for you too, Andy. I don't want that man calling my house. He's poison. Next time he calls, you hang up the phone, got it?
I nodded.
Are you all right, husband?
I don't know. This audiobook is continued on Disc 9.